another special podcast here, an emergency podcast about the possibility of China invading the United States here this year. You might wonder, well, why? Why would China want to do that? Well, folks, we've reached the end of the global debt pyramid. We've reached the end. The dollar is about to collapse. The debt-based economic system that has actually transferred a lot of wealth to China is coming to an end. You understand that when the dollar collapses, that the American consumers won't be able to buy things from China. And so China's industrial output is going to collapse anyway. China already realizes that. They know that Western nations and Western consumers are not going to be ready to buy all their stuff. And so this, the entire economic order of the world as we know it is about to break down. It's coming to an end. And the stock market crash that we're witnessing right now, already down 20% from its highs, this is just the early taste, just the very beginning of what's going to happen. The entire global economic order is being toppled. The petrodollar is coming to an end. The Bretton Woods Agreement coming to an end. Affordable goods, affordable energy, all of this is over. Affordable food, it's over. The prices that you paid under Trump are prices that maybe you'll remember for a lifetime because you're never going to see those again. Not for food, not for energy, gasoline, housing, whatever. You're never going to see those prices again. This is the total global destruction of the economic system that our world has lived under since about the early 1970s. And you could even argue since the end of World War II with U.S. dominance in the economic arena from that time. So, folks, China already sees the writing on the wall, and so does Russia. And frankly, so do the globalists. Why do you think they're building so many underground bunkers and cities and tunnels? Why do you think that they are buying gold like crazy themselves, even while telling you that you don't need gold? Why do you think they're openly celebrating the idea of depopulation? Because they know there aren't going to be enough resources to feed the world once they collapse global trade. There's not going to be enough food. I mean, right now we can keep 8 billion people fed. After the collapse of fertilizer and logistics and energy, you know, affordable natural gas that makes fertilizer, affordable diesel that allows you to transport food and run tractors and so on. After all that collapses, you can't feed 8 billion people. You can feed maybe 2 billion. Maybe. So they know they got to get rid of, you know, 6, 7 billion people. How are they going to do that? Well, you're watching it, folks. You're watching it unfold in real time. You're subjected to it. You know, at least one out of two people that you know are probably going to be dead within the next few years. Maybe three out of four people that you know. Unless all your friends are preppers, which would be a good strategy, by the way. But you're going to be lucky to be among people who are still alive, people who have food, people who know how to grow food, people who have backup gold and silver. And if you live anywhere on the West Coast of the United States, you may not survive the invasion by China in the first place. I mean, that first wave is going to be brutal. China will only be slowed down as they make their way eastward. And probably, in order to really stop them, the U.S. is going to have to nuke its own land. So as China makes its way, you know, moving tanks and troops and equipment eastward across Nevada or Arizona or Utah or even New Mexico at some point, or, you know, figure Idaho, figure Wyoming, probably the U.S. military is going to have to unleash nukes against the Chinese assets and just nuke North America, which means fallout everywhere else. It means fallout across the farmlands. Yeah, those are the kinds of tough decisions that'll have to be made by the U.S. military, kind of existential decisions. Like, do we just die or do we nuke ourselves and live, like maybe defeat the Chinese, but just live under fallout for 300 years, you know? Well, I guess the fallout isn't 300 years, but The radioisotopes last 300 years, like cesium-137. 300 years of contaminated farmland. Oh, good luck with that. And by the way, the minute this invasion becomes evident, the stock market will collapse. All supply chains will collapse. From that day forward, you won't be able to get fuel, food, ammunition, radios, you know, nothing. And especially not anything made that's out of China, like Baofeng radios, which right now you can buy for, what, $25 on Amazon. You wouldn't be able to get one for $2,500 after the invasion. Ammunition that you can pick up right now for, I don't know, $2 a round, like a 308 hunting round, maybe $2.50 a round, $3 a round. Forget it. You won't be able to get it for anything unless you want to barter gold and silver. I mean, this, we're going to go into a Mad Max kind of environment very quickly if this invasion is initiated. And we're going to have people fleeing the West. They're going to be fleeing Los Angeles and San Francisco. And, you know, all these Democrats that hate America are suddenly going to realize that the enemies of America are trying to kill them, and they're going to flee eastward. And what happens then? Oh, they're going to be trying to get food and get weapons and get, you know, shelter. And a lot of them won't make it, obviously, because they can't navigate. They can't get gasoline. They don't know how to read maps. You know, essential survival skills. So we've never really had America turned into a war zone like this before, although there were fears that this might happen in World War II. There were fears that Japan was going to invade the West Coast. That was a widespread fear. It didn't happen then. It may happen real soon now with Chinese troops. So, hey, double down on your preps, triple down. Be prepared. Get ready for the worst case scenario here, because the CCP is not playing around here. They've killed tens of millions of their own people to try to establish political dominance in the past. They don't care about killing a couple hundred million Americans, by the way. That's nothing to them. They'll do that in the blink of an eye. And there's only 330 million Americans that exist. Whereas there's, what, 1.4 billion or more Chinese? They can send enough troops to America, like 100 million troops. A third of the population of our entire country is what China can send over here in terms of combat troops. How are we going to deal with that? Yeah, start thinking about these questions. And get ready. Now, I'm going to be interviewing J.R. Nyquist on Monday, and another special guest I'm not going to name in advance to protect their identity. I've got an interview with John Moore that's going to go live soon where we talk about this very topic as well. So just check my channel, HR Report, on Brighteon.com. Check the channel for these interviews and other podcasts over the weekend as well. And get prepared. Lock and load, folks. America is about to be invaded with an attempted takedown of the country. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. God bless you. God bless America. Take care.